Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Eugene Sutton. I am the president of the Ecumenical Leaders Group, and it gives me great privilege to stand here alongside my fellow Christian leaders from Maryland to stand up for all children here and in our state, to urge the passage of the Maryland Dream Act. I serve as Bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland, and I welcome every opportunity to share the Christian tradition of hospitality, and especially to carry out our Christian and gospel mandate to care for children. And that's what question four is all about, children. Children who came to this country through no fault of their own, and who've played on the same teams and studied in the same classrooms as other Maryland children. This law isn't a handout to those young people or a free ride to college. In fact, the requirements are rigorous, including a requirement that all students wishing to take advantage of the Maryland Dream Act demonstrate that they or their parents have paid state income taxes for at least 3 years before they apply to college and every year they're in college. The Maryland Dream Act isn't just a matter of compassion and opportunity, it's also a wise investment for our state, investing in the education and the futures of young people who grow up in Maryland and plan to live here. These children have done everything that we've asked of them, excelling academically, staying out of trouble, volunteering in their communities. And this law will allow young people to have a meaningful opportunity to further their education and go on to be the future scientists, investors, business entrepreneurs, public servants who can strengthen our state. Education is the key to building up a more prosperous future for these young people and for all of us. 2 years ago, I issued a pastoral letter stating that the gospel mandate to welcome the stranger, to welcome those in our midst, and that is up on our website in the Diocese of Maryland. In that document, I stressed our Christian tradition of compassion, of mercy, welcoming all in our midst, and we want to carry on that tradition today. Please hear the other voices of my fellow Christian leaders on passing the Maryland Dream Act.
For our faith community, may we be faithful to the Great Commission that knows no boundaries, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As president of the Central Maryland Ecumenical Council, I've come to join with the other religious leaders here today to help clarify the issues surrounding question four, to make these issues clear to people so that they understand, as Bishop Sutton indicated, that this isn't just a handout. Essentially, the students affected by the Dream Act will have to attend a Maryland high school for 3 years and have graduated from that high school. The parents of these young people will have to have paid Maryland state taxes for the 3 years prior to their graduation. The students will speak English. The program will only make it possible for eligible students to initially attend community colleges in Maryland. Such colleges already have a practice of admitting all eligible students who apply. The Act does not suspend tuition payments. Rather, it requires that these students would pay the same tuition that other Maryland state residents would have to pay to attend these same institutions. The Act will also make it possible for members of our military who might have grown up in Maryland but have served in other states to extend the length of period in which they would receive benefits. This program has been initiated to encourage that young people who have successfully completed high school in our state will continue their education in Maryland and continue to enhance the pool of educated workers within our state.
For children of immigrants, who have been brought to this land of opportunity. May their hard work receive a fair reward, continuing the tradition of which this great nation was built. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As the still new Archbishop of Roman Catholic Archbishop of Baltimore, I want to thank Bishop Sutton, Chair of the Ecumenical Leaders Group, for his leadership in calling us all together from so many diverse faith communities to speak out in support of the DREAM Act. It is truly a pleasure, truly a privilege to be with all of you. How appropriate that we come together to discuss this issue at Morgan State University, an historic institution that represents hope and promise, the hope and promise that education offers in a nation that has long prided itself on making such opportunities available to all. This is the same premise that has guided the social justice works of the Roman Catholic Church, which exist in America today, largely thanks to the hard work and to the dreams of so many immigrant communities that have come before us. Our parishes, our schools, hospitals, and other ministries and institutions, these bear witness to how our country benefits when we open the doors of educational opportunity wide to those who want to give back to our society. We are here to support the DREAM Act as a fair measure that allows young women and men who have worked hard, who speak our language, who call this land their home, to be able to realize their full God-given potential. Most have come here through no fault of their own at a very young age, and they ask that they only be given the same chance to pay in-state tuition as every other Maryland student under the conditions that you've already heard from previous speakers. More than anything, the DREAM Act is about education. We're often reminded of the importance of looking to the next generation, giving them a chance. In the gospel, Jesus says, "Let the children come to me." By supporting the DREAM Act, we're doing just that. We're allowing children and young people to come to a full understanding of who they are before God and allowing them to develop all the gifts, all the talents God has given them to their full potential. And so today, united by a shared faith in our one Lord, united by our faith in the future of these children and in the fairness of the people of Maryland, we pray that Maryland voters will support children and families, support opportunity, and support hope by supporting the DREAM Act, by voting for Question 4 on November 6. Thank you.